Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. Merry Christmas. We're nearly there. We are nearly at the pointy end. And you know, I think the world's gone a bit mad. The world has gone mad. There's a bit of collective drama happening. And I'm really aware of how weird the world is. So yesterday I was in a supermarket car park and people were just fucking behaving badly. Like, you know, they were like, oh my God, I've got to be somewhere. It's very important. And had all their fucking raspberries in a knot. And people just, what is it about? They get all wound up. And I know that people have a lot to do and I know that people have places to go. But the problem is when everyone is trying to do stuff and all trying to be somewhere, it just gets a bit bonkers. And then we've got these really sad events. So I was in Australia when the Bondi shootings happened. I wasn't in Bondi, but like the energy of that is horrendous for someone who has nothing to do with any of it. So I can't imagine what it's like for people in Bondi. I can't imagine what it's like if you are Jewish or your friends and family are Jewish or just fuck, it's just horrific, right? So, and then you've got Bob, you know, the Reiners being murdered by their own son. And you know, I found myself saying like, oh, you know, what a, isn't it terrible? What a terrible thing to happen at Christmas. Actually, being murdered by your son's a fucking terrible thing to happen in April, May, June, July, whatever, right? And it's just awful. You know, innocent people being killed at a bloody beach sort of celebration is a horrendous thing to happen anytime. And I remember years ago, I was on a plane on, I think it was the 23rd of December. And I sat next to a woman and I usually say, oh, are you going home or going away? You know, a little bit of extrovert chitter chatter. Can't help me, wee self. So I'm like, oh, what's happening with you? And she said, oh, I'm going home. And I said, oh, lovely. And she said, oh, yes, it's lovely. I always go home at Christmas. And I said, oh, that's so lovely, isn't it? And she said, yes, my sister died on Christmas Day last year. And I went, oh, and so here I was. I said, possibly the stupidest thing I've ever said, said some stupid shit in my time. I said, what a terrible day to die. She turned around and said, well, when you're 23, there's no good day to die. Well, I just wanted Air New Zealand to suck me into a small crack in the seat and make me disappear. But of course, I had to sit next to this woman in all my stupidity and suck it up. And I said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. What a horrendous, you know, loss to lose a 23-year-old sister. And she said, oh yes, it was very sad. But actually, Christmas Day was a nice day because we were all together. And we continue to be together. And if she died on some random day in June, we probably wouldn't be together. And I said, oh, that's a lovely way of looking at it. And so she said, you know, we get a whole day to celebrate her all together. And I was like, yeah, that's lovely. And she said, and she loved Christmas, so that's nice, right? So my mother-in-law died a year ago this week. And she loved Christmas. And we used to have Christmas tree competitions, her and I. And so this, you know, last year, we actually had her casket at home for Christmas and it was lovely. She was under my Christmas tree and I made sure I decorated it very smartly to honour her just in the way that she deserves to be honoured because she was the coolest chick, the best mother-in-law in the whole world. And, you know, there's no good day to die, is there? But for some reason, Christmas makes everything so heightened. And you know, some of you will have had lost people and missed people at this time of year and it's all just like, oh, fuck, it's weird. And I think that doesn't help. But then there's people out there who've lost no one, who are just wandering around being assholes, who think that they're the only person, you know, in search of a box of cherries and just start behaving badly. And I think this is the time of year we're going to need a lot of kindness. So one thing I like to do at Christmas, and this is a wee bit of a luxury because I'm self-employed, I appreciate my privilege, but I give myself loads of time. So I have very little on and I give myself loads of time because you don't get to whip to the supermarket on December 23rd, do you? No, like it is a shambles. And so you need to go and think, okay, I better put my best face on. And I'm not talking about the makeup. I'm talking about the cunty face. I'm talking about you've got to smile. You've got to put your best smile on. You've got to be a lovely person. And you've just got to turn up and smile. And you've got to let people in front of you in the crowd. And you've got to just breathe and smile and relax. And, you know, if it takes you an hour 40 to pick up four things that you've forgotten, then that's what happens. And don't rush because it'll be awful. And thinking that somehow you're more important than anyone else in that supermarket is flawed. And it, same goes in a department store. Same goes anywhere. Same goes in the traffic. Just, I reckon at this time of year, and I'm an impatient bitch, let me tell you, but I've learned over the years that when you're in the hectic times, you've just got to slow all the way down. And I let twice as many people merge into my traffic zip. I let twice as many people go ahead of me in the supermarket. Because people need twice as much kindness, I reckon. I reckon we need twice as much care. And, you know, just try and find someone you can do something nice for. And whether that's just turning up with a present, whether that's just buying someone a flower, whether that's just whipping around and, you know, get someone's lawns mowed or go around and do some housework. Or if you've got money, give it to people. Don't hoard it. If you've got money, go and give it to someone. Go and find someone in the supermarket queue and just pay for their groceries. I love doing that because now you can with PayWave. You just lean over and go, boop. And they go, oh, what'd you do that for? And you go, Merry Christmas. And then just walk off. Don't make it weird because if you stand there and stare at them, they're like, oh, fuck, this is awkward. So don't do that. It's like in the old days in the fashion world, I used to teach people to do drive-by compliments. And a drive-by compliment is when you just walk past someone and go, your pants are fantastic, and you keep going. Or you go, your hair is exceptional, and you just keep walking. Because you don't go up to someone and go, oh, I really like your hair, and they just stand there and stare at you. You go, well, fuck, now everyone's awkward. So you've got to keep moving. You know, it's the same if you're doing it, paying it forward kind of stuff. But I think just be nice. Just turn up somewhere with a, if you're going to a meeting, or just turn up with a coffee, turn up with a cake. Like, just turn up, you know. Kindness is so needed, isn't it? I love that the man, the fruit man, I don't know anything, I can't remember his name, but the fruit man who wrestled the gunman to the ground, a beautiful, just a humble bystander who was so brave. I love that they've set up a Give a Little page and some billionaire put $100,000 in that. Now, $100,000 to a billionaire is just not much, right? And the difference that'll make to that beautiful man when he gets out of hospital, I love that. I love that. I love that you can just go and buy toys and drop them off like at a woman's refuge, or, you know, just go and help someone, because most of us are so lucky. And we've got, I wrote a blog recently about having cool problems, and, you know, I've got cool problems. I'm trying to decide whether to have butterflied lamb or a roasted shoulder. Like, that's not really a big problem, is it? You know, it's not a huge problem. Do I put halloumi in my salad or feta? Oh, fuck me. What a challenge. You know, it's like really not that big a deal. And, you know, we all panic about, oh no, but I got to get the perfect gift. No one cares. No one cares. You know, and all this pressure. And I don't know about you, but do you ever just sit on Christmas Day surrounded by wrapping paper and think, oh, well, that was that. That was that. Right? So I think we need to be kind. So my observation is, if you're in a position of privilege, be very kind. If you're in a position of difficulty, and maybe this is really difficult, just be really gentle with yourself. Just be really gentle and say, look, I'm going to be an hour late. I'm really sorry. I've been caught up. And just lie on your bed for an hour. Stare at the wall. Just because you are caught up. You're caught up in coping. Like, just give yourself space. Just say, hey, I'll just be back in a moment. I'm just going to whip down, you know, just pretend you're going to the supermarket on Christmas Eve. Go and sit in your car. Stare at the window. Just give yourself space and be really nice to yourself and really nice to everyone else. I want you to fix your face and be lovely. That's the message, I think. Kind and lovely. Smile at as many people as you can. Be patient. Even if you're not patient, even me, do a PhD in patience over the next week, because I think the world needs kindness so bad right now. So bad. So there you go. Be kind, not a cunt. That's my advice for Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. See you soon. Oh, no, you won't. Hang on. It's me. Now, we're having a break. You won't see me. Unless you're in the Energy Club, and then your podcast will carry on, because Energy Club people are a member of the Energy. You can join if you want. An Energy Club is really fun, and you get a text message from me every bloody day, and you get a podcast on a Wednesday that's only for you Energizer bunnies. So if you're not in there, then you won't see me. I'll be back on Monday the 12th, and I'm having a little break, and then I'll be back. So have a bloody Merry Christmas. Have a happy ho-ho-ho New Year. And thanks so much for listening. I've had a lovely year yabbering to you all. And I can't wait for next year. Roll on 2026. See you soon. Bye.